Good afternoon, fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from the capital of free Washington, Spokane Valley, deep in the heart of God's country in the American Readout, in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. And this is the year we wake up and take our freedom back, because our hope is not in man, but in Jesus Christ, and we can't end in prayer. We must also move to action. And as James 4:17 admonishes us, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him, it is sin. And I got to tell you all listening out there today, if you've been following Facebook, there was a dramatic event in North Idaho today. And it is fitting that this is the 76th episode of Patriot Radio, on a day I witnessed the spirit of 76 alive and well in Priest River, Idaho. We'll get to that here in a second. And now from the front, your daily intelligence briefing on the international front. So we've been talking about Iran. After it ordered refueling planes last month, ordered 150 fighter jets from China. J-10 fighter jets, Israeli technology. And they're planning missile tests as well. Well, wait, I thought there would be peace in our time. I thought that there would be, peace there in our time. Folks, it is so crystal clear what they're trying to do. And by the way, they're going to use the money that's freed up to buy all this stuff and also to fund terrorism. And the Iranians have Hezbollah, which is the A-team of the terrorist world. Those are the guys that don't get caught. Those are the guys that do some pretty dramatic things and have done some pretty dramatic things over the years. But not to be outdone. And if that's not enough, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei releases a 416-page guide to destroying Israel and railing against the United States. All again, despite the nuclear deal and peace in our time. On the national front, we've been talking about what's going on with the immigration issue down on the southern border. Homeland Security is now shifting funds, and this is on Drudge Report, you can check it out for yourself, is shifting funds away from immigration officers. Folks, it could not be more clear that this is an intentional, willful ignoring of our immigration laws, and to the detriment of not only the rule of law, but to our safety and integrity as a country. Now, they'll tout that certain places down on the border are some of the safest cities in the world. Folks, when we were in Iraq, the neighborhoods that were the safest, that's where the cartels, in Iraq they weren't cartels, but they were organized either Shia militia or Sunnis, that's where they lived. So yeah, it was quiet. So when you see a city on the border that has very low crime rate, you got to ask yourself why, who's there, and is the city actually corrupt? And there's going to be some information, I think, coming out on this here very shortly, at least I hope so, because it is incredible that some people still have their head in the sand about the southern border. On the regional front, Priest River, Idaho. Folks, I'm going to walk through this because there is going to be some very uneducated person out there that is going to say something. Well, you're going to hear it in the media, so I want to walk through all of the arguments that may be against what happened in Priest River, Idaho today. But I want to start with this. Representative Heather Scott, state representative in Idaho, one of the greatest representatives in our country right now, fighting everywhere she can to protect our unalienable rights to life, liberty, property, and the ability to defend the same, to protect the Constitution. She has been on the line fighting this, and she's just in her first term as a legislator. She is a freshman legislator, and she has come in charging. So last night, I get a phone call that there is a veteran in Priest River, Idaho, who is being threatened that he will have his weapons taken away. So we begin to do some digging. We follow up with the local American Legion Women's Auxiliary president, who confirms the story. And here's the story. This is a Vietnam veteran. He has a stroke 8 months ago. A doctor says he's not fit to handle his financial affairs. Well, at the time he's in the hospital, that may have been true. But he gets out of the hospital. He recovers pretty well. He's walking around. In fact, today when I was talking to him, he was rattling off phone numbers from memory. Had his checkbook out, was showing how he'd balanced all his finances. And he was walking around, albeit difficultly, he was walking around. And the doctor never followed back up with this guy and left it on there that he was incapable of taking care of his own finances. So what happens? The VA, that's the Veterans Administration, sends a letter. And I got to tell you, some folks were saying, this is not that big a deal. This letter has been sent to many veterans all over the country. You know something? It's this head-in-the-sand attitude. These people say, oh, that can't happen in America. That's the reason we are here at this point in America. It's the reason we are where we're at in America. Folks, this stuff is real. All of the stuff that we've been talking about, Agenda 21, all of the policy implementations and taking firearms rights away, the universal background checks in Washington, everything that we have predicted over the last 7 years is correct. Drones, everything. So these people that say, oh, it's not a big deal. It's not going to happen in America. But you got to pull your head out of the sand. And I'm tired of it. I know many other Americans are tired of it. It's not our fault that you're not researching enough to figure out that this stuff is real. Folks, it is real. And here is what the letter to this veteran, this Vietnam veteran who served his country honorably, says. As we advised you previously, the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act prohibits you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearm or ammunition based upon the determination that you are incompetent to handle your VA funds. You may be fined and or imprisoned if you knowingly violate this law. Then the VA claims, and this they have these field examiners, contacts this veteran and says, I'm coming to your house. And a veteran service officer, now a veteran service officer is different than somebody that works for the VA. This guy is different. He works for the county, Bonner County. An advocate is also coming to the house. So everybody is confused. Are these guys coming to get what's going on? And if they show up based on this letter, are they going to seize his firearms? Because this is like the third sentence in the letter. It's basically to this veteran, hello, the doctor said you were incompetent, and now you lose your firearms rights. And this is what's so egregious about this. This is why this matters, okay? Why are we sending this letter out to scare veterans across this country? A. B. Why are we allowing bureaucrats? There is, by the way, no court process whatsoever. Okay, so you got a doctor that checks a box, doesn't follow up with this guy for 8 months. 8 months. They make this determination, and they send this, what is essentially a final determination letter that the bureaucracy is determining, you can't own or possess guns anymore. There's no appeal process. There's no nothing. The way it should work is the doctor makes a determination. The doctor follows up in 2 months, in 4 months, in 6 months, in 8 months to see if this guy has recovered and then changes the diagnosis accordingly. And or the VA actually does real due process. In other words, they come up with a determination and they say, this is a proposed determination. We're going to allow you time to appeal it, which didn't happen. And instead, they send this guy a letter, we're going to take your guns. And, oh, by the way, we're going to send people over to your house. So, obviously, this incensed many people. And we put out the action alert. In fact, this is the largest post I have ever seen in the Liberty Movement. It's almost 700 shares right now. Literally, tens of thousands of Americans, tens of thousands of patriots across the country were watching this unfold. And while all the people here in this country are fixated on the debates that are going on, the debate in this country is, are we going to stand up and do something? Are we actually going to say, you know what, no more. You're not crossing that line. I don't care what you call it. You're not going to cross that line. And somebody tried to debate a fine point with me saying, this is not really that big a deal because the VA can't confiscate guns. No, the VA can show up, and if they see a gun, they can report it to law enforcement. Or the VA could show up, see the gun, and call the deputy right then. So this argument is fallacious. The fact this guy had been threatened with his firearms rights being taken away, and the fact they were sending people over to his house, and he doesn't know who's who. He just knows that he's been threatened in this letter. And folks, that's the problem. You have a bureaucracy determining whether somebody can keep or lose their constitutional rights. And the president of the United States is condoning this. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if this isn't part of an intentional policy on his part. And this isn't just about North Idaho. This is about the entire country. And so, folks, we need to decide, each individual listening to this show today, we need to decide, are we going to say no more? This is not acceptable anytime, anywhere, any place in America, that we'll stand by our veterans. 7 years ago, I was on the floor of the House of Representatives in Washington State, and I saw one of the first laws in regards to this. It allowed and said that law enforcement would have access to all veteran health records for the purposes of investigation. I was the only no vote on the floor of the House that day. And I said, they are going to use those health records to take away veterans' firearms. And people said, no, it can't happen. It'll never happen in America. Folks, I stood in Priest River, Idaho today, and it's here. It happened. But they weren't successful because a bunch of patriots said no. And they went to his house, and they stood in front of it, and the VSO, that's the Veterans Service Officer, that's the advocate, the guy that helps, the guy that's employed by Bonner County, came and met with the veteran outside. And the field examiner did not show up. So this Veterans Service Officer calls the field examiner from the VA and talks to her. And at the end of the day, the whole situation is peacefully resolved. They've promised to meet outside this veteran's house. And more importantly, it sent a message across the country that wherever this happens, we're going to be there. All of us, as patriots. I want to highlight two things for you. The first is, and I think it was the head veteran service person for the state of Idaho, talked to Representative Scott on the phone, and this phone call apparently was recorded, and said, if he's so worried about his guns, he doesn't need to show up with one on his hip, and he's just get the guns out of the house. So that implies, and that was this morning, which really lit a fire under us, because now we're thinking this is for real, that they are going to show up and do this, regardless of what we say. But that implies that any veteran that shows up, or has these people show up at their house, that if those people see it, that they have an obligation to report it. So I didn't get a chance to talk to this claims examiner, this field examiner, in person. But what I did do is I talked to this veteran services officer in Bonner County, and I said, is it your policy in Bonner County, Idaho, if you see a firearm where you see one of these letters has been given to that veteran, to report it? And they said no. And more importantly, Sheriff Daryl Wheeler, Daryl Wheeler, stood on the steps of the church with Representative Scott and myself and said, not in my county. The VA is not going to seize firearms in my county. A bureaucrat is not going to take away the constitutional rights of a citizen in my county. The only way that's going to happen is through a court of law, through due process. And I applaud Sheriff Wheeler for standing up and saying, no, not in my county. I applaud him for that, and everyone should applaud him as well. That is what a sheriff is supposed to do, and the people were standing there right with him, and guess what happened? Peaceful resolution, and suddenly everybody's, oh, no, we don't want to take his guns. Oh, no, he's fine. Everything's fine. I guarantee you if those Patriots hadn't showed up there today, if that sheriff hadn't showed up, this would have been a totally different outcome. And that should be a lesson to all of us in the Patriot community. If we show up, we stand on that line and we say no more, they back down every single time. And we need to start posting our own stories of veterans we know that have received this letter saying that they've been adjudicated incompetent, where they really aren't, where they're in full control of their faculties. They're just having a harder time walking around. And this guy was walking around with a cane, for goodness sakes. And that's somehow going to disqualify him? Come on. That's somehow going to take away his right to bear arms? Come on. We need to be there for these guys. And when they take the guns away from one of us, they take the guns away from all of us. And we need to treat it like that way every time. If they take the guns away from one of us, they take the guns away from all of us. And we need to treat it that way every time. And when we do, you have what happened in North Idaho. A whole community, people from Montana, Washington, Idaho, standing together with a constitutional sheriff saying, no, not here. And it worked. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that's been praying for the show. Go to Facebook.com/Patriot Radio US. Like the page. Share it with your friends and family. And thank you to everybody that was watching today. There's some great new technology out there where we were literally live streaming as this was happening. It was also recorded on Periscope. Just phenomenal. Anyway, with technology, when you like Patriot Radio on the Facebook page and you share stuff on social media, and it spreads like wildfire. When something like this happens, it spreads like wildfire. Remember also, this is a listener-supported show. And unfortunately, I have to bring this up because, you know, it does cost money to be on the radio. So if you want to donate, you feel led to donate, please go to Matt@VoteShea.com, Matt@VoteShea.com. You can email me at that address, or you can go to the website, just VoteShea.com, SHEA.com, and donate if you want to, so we can continue to keep Patriot Radio on the air. And I got to tell you, my next guest has the best timing in the world to be my guest on Patriot Radio today. My good friend Karen Calisterio, the state chair of the Republican Liberty Caucus, a great freedom fighter. Karen, thanks for being on Patriot Radio today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Wow.
Well, I know you've been busy and doing what you do best and defending the freedoms of all of us. And so praise God for that. And thank you, Matt.
Well, you got one heck of a legislator up there in Priest River with Heather Scott. My goodness, she was all over this. She did a great job up there.
Yeah, we're very happy to have Heather Scott in the legislature. And if we could have 105 Heather Scotts, we'd be the greatest state in the nation.
And if people get a chance, they should go to Heather Scott's Facebook page and like it. Become a friend with her. Because, boy, she energized. I've never seen anything like this. These folks mobilized. We got the word last night. They mobilized in 12 hours to get up there. Wow, isn't that America? That was just phenomenal.
Well, you know, it shows that, yeah, I think it says volumes about the heart of America is still where it needs to be. It might need to be activated, but it's still there.
And it was encouraging to me that when it comes to an issue like the right to bear arms, that people were willing, literally some people drove 5 hours, 6 hours to get there, were willing to put everything aside and go and stand on the line in defense of freedom and liberty.
On this Heather Scott, I was listening to you earlier, and this just unfolded last night. I didn't hear about it till today when I was en route to Coeur d'Alene, and I got a call from Greg Pruitt from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance asking me if I was there, and so that was actually the first. So your briefing of it helped fill in the details for me also.
Wow. What is your reaction to this? I mean, it shouldn't surprise us, I guess.
It shouldn't surprise us, but it still shocks us to know that this is happening on American soil, in the most patriot of locations of American soil, is shocking.
Somebody tried to justify this on Facebook earlier that these are routine letters. They're sent all the time to veterans. Oh my goodness, that's even worse. Are you kidding me?
It is, because it desensitizes everybody into thinking that everything is just standard. Everybody's going to start getting stuff in the mail, and it's part of the junk mail, is part of the spam, and it's very real.
Well, and think about how insensitive this is. This guy had a stroke, okay? He's recovering from a stroke, and the VA sends this letter to him, totally confusing about who's showing up at his place and all this stuff. And he can't even sleep last night. He's totally stressed out about it. Yeah, that's really good for somebody recovering from a stroke. Think about that.
Right. Well, and how far does this reach? I mean, to what degree are they able to deem somebody incompetent based on whose opinion? It's not based on science. It's based on somebody's opinion.
Well, it is, and they didn't even follow up with him to see if he got better. I mean, that just... It was poor medicine. There's no due process. And I talked to the veteran service officer at the end, and I said, look, I mean, don't you think this needs to be fixed? And he said, yeah, you're right. It does need to be fixed, because you literally are guilty, and then you got to come to appeal for your innocence. And it's all, by the way, not in a court of law. It's all in this bureaucratic machination that's going on.
Yeah, it's all backwards, and we need people to understand this now more than ever, and we can't educate people fast enough. And I think to some degree, people don't want to believe this kind of stuff is actually happening on American soil.
But
they need to, like you said, they need to get their head out of the sand, because it is happening on American soil.
It's happening on American soil, and it's not just in regards to the right to bear arms. I mean, everywhere we look, there's been an assault on our individual liberties, our God-given unalienable rights. It's just been it's incredible, and the speed and the breadth with which it's happening is staggering.
Well, and it's coming out on every front at once, and you know, while they got you over here looking at your gun rights, they're stealing your health freedom rights or your property rights or any, you know, it's on assaulting on all fronts. And there are so many issues that deal with your liberties that are beyond the ones we tend to think of first, like gun rights or such, that are equally devastating. And so, it's coming, and it's coming on all levels.
You know, I said earlier, you know, when they come for the guns of one of us, they're coming for the guns of all of us. But it should be, if they come for the rights of one of us, then they're coming for the rights of all of us. Whether we're talking free speech, Fourth Amendment, we're talking the right to bear arms.
Right. And you know, if they're coming for somebody's rights on an issue that, you know, somebody else, it may not be somebody else's pet issue, but if we don't stand up for them when it's their issue, who's going to stand up for it when it's our issue?
That's right. If we don't fight it now, you know, are we going to have the opportunity to fight it later?
Right. And so it's so critically important to engage people into understanding that, yes, you know, everybody has a pet issue that they care about, but you got to fight on all issues, and you have to defend everybody's right when their liberty is being violated or threatened. And if you want them to be diligent in defending your rights, too, when it comes up. And those times are going to come. Everybody's time is going to come when it hits home.
Absolutely. And here it hit home in very tranquil, very calm and quiet Priest River, Idaho. And it was kind of funny. We were walking up the street. You know, you got 50 people walking up the street in Priest River, Idaho. It's a big deal. And, you know, the friends and neighbors started coming out of this gentleman and started asking what's going on. And then they started bringing out Gadsden flags and American flags. It was great. I loved it. It was like the whole neighborhood. It was a big block party. It was great.
Well, it certainly is comforting to see that kind of reaction. We tend to not hear from some people until something like this happens, and to see them show up at the front line is comforting.
Yeah, and we're going to hear, you know, the VA is going to be like, oh, we never had the intent to, you know, seize his firearms. Yeah, you didn't after, you know, 50 armed Americans showed up in the defense of freedom and liberty. Yeah, suddenly you didn't have the, have the wherewithal to do that. I love that. Well, and that's one of the reasons I love what you're doing, Karen. You're really an unsung hero because people don't know all of the work you do. You really work behind the scenes and make a lot of different things happen in the defense of freedom and liberty. And you're the chairman of the Idaho RLC, Republican Liberty Caucus. And one of the things you've always harped on is, hey, we have got to come together. We've got to be unified around core principles, and we've got to act in a strategic, efficient manner. And you were saying this years ago when it wasn't even cool to talk about it. And that's one of the things I think that was the impetus for your Liberty Expo. So tell the listeners a little bit about that and why this is so important.
Right. We brought the Liberty Expos together as a large expose, bringing there's a lot of groups around the state, around the nation, or around the region that focus on single issues or a few issues. And we wanted to bring the Liberty Expo to the forefront, to where we brought all these peripheral groups, these single-issue groups that work really hard and passionately about their issues. We wanted to bring them all together in an exposition format, to where they could present and people could come and hear about all of these issues. And some issues may be sensitive to them, or they may be passionate about, some may not. But we wanted to bring it all under one roof where people could come and find out about what's happening to their rights and their freedoms on an issue that they care about. And it's really important that we have these single issue groups out there, because a single organization can't be researching and be on top of every issue. And so we try to reach out to all the different groups and bring them together under one roof. And we're touching on a lot of peripheral issues also, that a lot of it's not typically you see at a Patriot rally, so to speak, but they're just as important on your rights as your guns. For instance, we're bringing in a speaker on GMOs this time to talk about what the real science is, and on it, he's been featured on Dr. Mercola. And I would be remiss if I didn't say we're getting a lot of pushback from Monsanto on this. But we're talking about health freedom. We're talking about, crony capitalism. We're talking about cybersecurity. We're talking about We try to bring everything. One of the issues that was we brought in this year that we didn't originally plan on, not that we didn't plan it, we didn't, it wasn't on our radar, I should say, but we included a film festival this year. And so we were screening films that were entered in this film festival, and one caught our attention that we are screening at the event next week, and it's called The Price of Honor. And it really moved us, and this is a documentary about a few years back. Many of you will remember that the father down in Texas that shot his two daughters in the name of honor. And this is a very moving documentary. And so it made the final selection to be shown next week. And in talking to the filmmakers and the directors, it started coming alive to us, and we did not realize how prevalent this is creeping into America. You talked about, you know, things creeping in gradually, and this is another area that, I found out through through talking with this company and researching this film, that there are only 9 states and territories in the entire U.S. that have any laws prohibiting forced marriage at all. And, you know, when we feel that that's a liberty issue. If you can't even marry the person you want to marry, or you're forced to marry somebody you don't want, you've lost your liberty. And it's so we are actually having the filmmakers do a presentation on honor violence in America at the expo. That's a whole new topic that we brought in. But that's another one that's creeping in, and that's happening all over in America under our noses, and we don't even know it. But that's just an example of another peripheral liberty that is being violated, and how this is happening on every front. We do have Greg Pruitt coming up, and he is doing 2 presentations on constitutional carry in Idaho, and the struggle. He'll highlight the struggle that they went through trying to get that passed in the legislature this last year, and it didn't get a hearing in the House. And they're going to try for that again. We have workshops on civil asset forfeiture abuse. I mean, that's happening under our nose all the time now too, and that's just profit with no due process. And so we have 36 presentations over a 2-day period. And we are showing 8. We have 4 films showing on Friday, and those 4 films will show again on Saturday. The 4 films we have is Behold a Pale Horse. It's the Dawn of Global Government, and that stars Charlie Daniels and Mark Collins and several notable people. We have the movie Pump the Movie, which is a documentary on the oil and gas industry and the crony capitalism that is going on there that's preventing our choice and our freedom in fuel choice. We have a documentary on Bitcoin. And so we've got a wide variety of topics. And this year we're doing something different than we did, because we understand that some people, they don't want to commit to a whole day if they've got just a particular interest, or they simply have things to do. And so at this year's expo, for $10, you can buy a pass that gets you into any movie or presentation. It's a single session pass. And you can obviously save, we do have day passes where you can save quite a bit. For $50, you can get a day pass, and that includes a lunch banquet with a speaker and any movie or presentation going on that day. So that's quite a big benefit to buy that. But you can go in for $10 and watch a single movie or a presentation. We have G. Edward Griffin as our keynote speaker this year. Friday night at the Spirit of 76 Awards banquet, he will be the keynote speaker, and he'll be speaking to his most notable work, the Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. And I think that's, you know, the book's been around a while, but I think the timing right now is pretty important for that topic. We're facing a lot of financial turmoil in the near future, and I think that would be an excellent speech for anybody concerned about where our dollar is going, and the history behind that. Tickets for that dinner are those are lunch tickets. It's $60 for the dinner. And he is also speaking at Friday at lunchtime on his second most notable book, The World Without Cancer. And his presentation on lunch on Friday will be The Science and Politics of Cancer, which, you know, we're told now that, you know, 1 in 2 people will be faced with cancer in their lifetime. And right now there's very little choice in treatments. Well, there is choices, but they're not condoned, and the choices are marginalized like any of your other liberties are marginalized. And so we're hitting across the board on all kinds of topics this year. In fact, you know, Matt, you know, you'll be presenting a presentation on the COWS organization that you started, and you'll be sitting on the panel. And this is the first year we've brought in any discussion on foreign policy, but there's so many hot spots around the world that we can't ignore it on even at the local level here, because it's gonna affect us all. And so we are having a panel discussion on choices for the Ukraine. And we are happy to have you, Matt, sit on that panel and share what you know of the situation there and your experience there. We have a panel, a presentation on medical cannabis and what would that look like in Idaho. We're crossing a lot of barriers. There's a lot of these issues that are not, most of them are, none of them should be a left or right issue. It should be a liberty versus freedom versus tyranny issue.
So, absolutely. And you hit on, there are so many different parts there, but I want to focus on a couple because these are key issues that folks may have heard about but don't really know a lot about, and they're really on kind of the front lines of what we're facing. I appreciate you're going to have a presentation on the legal myths for American patriots from former candidate for sheriff John Green. But the one that really gets me and the one that I want to focus on right now is civil asset forfeiture. We introduced a bill here in Washington state to essentially dramatically scale back civil asset forfeiture, if not completely eliminate it. And that's really the solution. But a lot of people don't even know what civil asset forfeiture is. They think it's some sort of a thing that if you're found guilty, then it's kind of tacked onto that. And it's actually not. I mean, literally, they have cases that are the United States versus $234.22 or just odd things like that. It's where the government's actually suing your property. And you can lose your property, and it's presumed, by the way, guilty until proven innocent. You can lose your property and go for it. And a lot of people don't even know about this stuff.
Yeah, that should scare anybody, because I mean, just having cash on you, it makes you a criminal.
It means that you lose your property, and even if you're proven innocent, it's still gone. So in a sense, you're penalized for being innocent.
But I mean, to be stopped and you have your cash seized just simply because it's cash, and you can't trace where it came from then, with no due process, and then you have to fight to get it back if you ever do, that should scare everybody. And I mean, on a very somewhat related note, I don't know, this must have been a month ago or so, this really surprised me. And I loaned my daughter $40 for gas or whatever she needed before payday. It was simple, no, didn't think nothing about it. And she got paid, and she was at the store, and she got $40 cash back to pay me back. And I said, well, just stop. You're in town. I live way out of town. So just stop at my bank, and here's my account number. Just go deposit it for me while you're in town. And she contacted me from the bank, and she said they won't take it. They refuse to take it because it's cash, and I can't prove where it came from. And I was shocked that $40, they wouldn't take $40 from my daughter because they didn't know where it came from.
And people don't think that this stuff actually happens. It happens all the time. And one of the other things that is very important to talk about, and you hit on it very briefly, is the whole issue surrounding the Federal Reserve. If you have not heard of J. Edward Griffin, if you haven't heard of him, you got to go read The Creature from Jekyll Island. It is literally the history, very well documented, very well footnoted, of the creation of the Federal Reserve. And once you read it, and once you understand it, you also understand that the system is inherently corrupt, because the Federal Reserve is a private corporation that manipulates our economy and is the large reason that our dollar has lost 90+, well, some people say up as 98% of its value since 1900.
Yeah, we feel we're blessed to get Mr. Griffin up here for this event, and we're excited for him to share his vast knowledge with the people that come to the event, and to expose more people, because, you know, when you talk about Federal Reserve, a lot of people just assume that it's illegal, it's all constitutional, it's all legal, it's that's all they've ever heard of. So what's the big deal? And it is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And, you know, I guess the bigger part of this, too, is that we have, you know, people, I think, sometimes believe they're alone. They're the only one that thinks that way. They're the only one that thinks that, you know, the Constitution means what it says. They kind of feel isolated. And the Liberty Expo brings all of your friends together that you never knew you had.
It is, and it's been great. This is the fifth expo we've had in Idaho. It rotates around the state, and we learn something from each one, and we get suggestions, and we hope to make each one better. And it's a work in progress, but we're happy to it's really done a great thing about pulling all kinds of other organizations that don't normally think of themselves as allying with us until they realize that we stand for violations of liberty on all fronts.
Liberty on all fronts. Yeah, and I love the way, too, that you've taken like every issue and you've broken it down in very simple terms with very simple messaging as well. And please continue. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no problem. But we just hope that people will take the time to if all you do is come out and listen to a presentation on the issue you care about most, and go home and think about it and do some more research and open up your mind and ask more questions and talk to more people. If everybody's working on something, then we'll all win.
We will all win. And it'll embolden us to be courageous, knowing that the rest of these folks are out here that know about this stuff. And by the way, I have posted on Patriot Radio's Facebook page a link to all the presentations. This is Matt Shea on Patriot Radio with my guest Karen Calisterio, the chair for the Republican Liberty Caucus in Idaho, and on a day when Idaho showed the rest of the country how to stand for freedom and liberty. You got to be proud about that. You got to be proud about that, Karen.
I am. And it is a great day to know because, you know, we think of Idaho as a haven of patriots and the last frontier of liberty, you know. But we're not immune to attacks. If anything, we may be prone to more attacks because of the nature of the makeup of the citizenry here. It does make me proud to be an Idahoan today and see what and to hear what happened. And this is not the end, though. I mean, we're going to hear more stuff and on more fronts, and people need to know. And that's what's so important about getting people involved and getting them connected into a group that they care about that's working on something, and that these groups stay connected to each other so that we can communicate, because we can't help and show up to a problem if we don't know it exists. And that's so we don't want people to feel alone out there. We want them to be connected so that we can all show up when help is needed. And that leads to your organization that you started with the cows.
Well, that's the whole point. I mean, you can meet people via social media, and you can let people know of different problems via social media, but you got to go the next step, and that's showing up face-to-face. And it's great to have already, you know, met somebody at an event like the Liberty Expo, and then you show up face-to-face on the ground, and you've been talking via social media, and you have the trust already built there. And you can do great things with that. It really builds teams.
It does. And it's a great feeling to know you're not alone. I think we've all had those times where we feel alone, or we wonder, you know, when push comes to shove, who's going to be there? And so days like today, when you see that there are going to be people show up, it's reassuring and it's comforting. And I think it makes a lot of people sleep better at night.
It does, and that is what makes America so great. You know, you can show up on an issue that you're very passionate about. You can show up on an issue, and you can say, you know what, I am the government, we the people, still, and I am exercising my right to say, no, that is not right what you're doing. It's not right to deprive a veteran of due process, to fail to follow up with him with medical examinations, to send him a threatening letter, and then confuse him as to who's actually showing up at his house. Yeah, you're not going in. You're not going to do that. You're a bureaucrat. It should go through the courts. That's what it means to be an American, to stand up and just say no and be the government. Be we the people again.
Well, and that leads to another presentation that we have by Lee Arthur Rice at the Expo, and it's called Power of the People. And that's exactly what it is about, is, you know, educating the people on the true power that they hold. And one of it's much more vast than people realize.
It is much more. And one of my very favorite organizations, the Center for Self-Governance, Mark Herr, great guy. By the way, Mark Herr was there on the ground. He was at Bundy Ranch, and he filmed it, did a great job cataloging which what really happened down there. And then he was up there today in Priest River, Idaho. Just amazing man. But he's going to be there, and Center for Self-Governance is going to be teaching, and their entire basis is returning power to the people, and specifically how to properly fight political warfare.
Exactly. And we have Pamela Leslie doing a presentation at the expo on an outline kind of presentation on what the Center for Self-Governance is about and how people can get involved in that.
Just it's phenomenal. If people want to go get more information, where can they go on the web to get more information about the Liberty Expo?
They can go to our website. The event website is 2015IdahoLibertyExpo.com. All the presentations are there. You can click on presentations. You can read speaker bios. The schedule on the presentations may slightly shift as we get closer and try to adjust. So we do recommend if you're looking for a particular presentation or a film, the films are pretty solid. I don't think they're going to move time-wise, but check that before you go, and we're trying to keep that up to date as possible on times. Sometimes we get a speaker that needs to change, and that's what brings those changes about, but we're trying to keep that up to date. We also, one of the things this year is we have an exhibit hall this year, and that's free to the public on all day Friday and Saturday from 8 to 5. They can come in and see vendors, talk to vendors. We have books. Anybody's welcome to be a vendor. And we still have vendor spaces open if anybody is interested. We do have an assortment of different people signed up so far. But we want to also, through these expos, provide a place for people that are providing services or products to Americans that either through preparedness, through self-reliance or educational materials, that they have an outlet to do this. And so we're hoping to get some more vendors in there too. So if you are interested, you can call me at my phone number is 208-301-1300, or you can sign up for a vendor space right there on the website.
I love that part of it too, because a lot of times I'll be sitting there thinking, you know, somebody should make whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I'll show up at one of these, and there it is, right on the table.
Right. And so, and it's a good place to talk. We have Elizabeth Hodges' organization, Northwest Liberty Academy, will be there talking to people about the training and education they do with young people, and they're expanding that into all people, not just young people, but they have a strong focus on educating young people on the proper role of government, on defending their liberties, and in doing so while maintaining principles. And so she does a phenomenal job.
And she does.
She will be doing a presentation on principles over politics and how important that is to hold fast to principles. And which you're a shining example of, Matt.
Well, it's all by the grace of God and for His glory and honor and praise. And I say that, I don't say that flippantly. I say it because I mean it. Because there's a lot of times that things have happened, and you know, the fact that we could rally people in 12 hours and that patriots were willing to come and drop everything they were doing to come in 12 hours, that's just, it was an amazing thing to watch. It was an amazing thing to be a part of. But I want to say that, Karen, you have been doing all of this stuff behind the scenes for years, and it's only now where it's kind of getting the recognition it deserves, and especially on these issues like what you're just talking about, where we got to educate the youth and get them involved. We have this huge group of people that want to do something. They just don't know what to do, and you're helping to point them toward it.
You know, and I wanted to add to that, you know, if anybody out there knows of some young, you know, some youth out there that wants to learn more about all of this, and they need, you know, a helping hand out there, call me, because we are providing some single session passes to youth where we see a need at no charge, so that they, if they've got a way to get here and listen to some of these things, because it's critical, because they, our generation, is leaving this next generation with a lot of problems, and they need to be educated. They need to be armed with a lot of knowledge on how to go forward in their generation.
Exactly right. And a lot of them that I've spoken with have done some research on the internet, and they're really hungry for the truth. They're searching for the truth. They just need to be pointed in the right direction. That's all they need. And somebody to take them under their wing and say, hey, yeah, why don't you look here? If you have any questions, give me a call back. Just kind of start that mentorship relationship. We've really lost the whole idea of mentorship in our culture today.
We have definitely. It's become such a isolated, society where everybody does their own thing, and as long as it doesn't affect me, I'm not going to pay attention to it or get involved. And that's absolutely opposite of what we have to have.
It is, and the other thing too is our young folks have the energy; they can go doorbell, they can help put signs up as well.
I don't envy our younger generation. No, they're coming into their adulthood. The ones that are coming into adulthood now are coming into something that is much unlike any of us saw when we were their age, and it was coming at our age too. We didn't see it, or some of us didn't see it, I should say.
Well, right, and there's been quite a debate back and forth about the baby boom generation, but regardless, it's going to take all of us as Americans to get out of this thing, including our young people. And I'm sorry to be kind of blunt here, but actually, no, I'm not. The young folks just can't be dismissed and tossed aside. We need to bring them in, put our arms around them. I remember 8 years ago when Ron Paul was running, and they asked how many people were under the age of 40 in that auditorium, and over half raised their hand. And a lot of them didn't stay in because they were treated just abysmally. We should just embrace our young people. Bring them in. Bring them into the fold. Help them become a part of the process.
You know, one of the things I try to tell people when they're out talking about liberty, and it's hard when you're frustrated because you got fear. You're scared. I mean, everything's coming down at once, it seems like. And so we feel we don't have time to educate. But, we have to go out and we have to witness for liberty the same way we would witness for Christ. And we have to understand that not everybody was born into a home that has an understanding of the proper role of government. And so they come with different experiences. They come with different backgrounds. And they're all at a different place in their walk with liberty the same way they are in their walk with Christ. And we have to be mentoring to those that know less than us. And we have to listen to those that know more than us. But we
absolutely
have to do it with grace, and we have to do it with kindness. Some of the people that go out and try to educate and talk to people, though, in the manner that they do it, if they were out witnessing for Christ in the same way, the pews would be empty. And so we absolutely have to wrap arms around these young people and mentor them, and not just the young people, but people that just didn't know. They were raised in much different environments than some of us that understand more. And we have to understand that and reach out to them and educate them in a friendly, warm, inviting manner and instead of criticizing them for what they don't know.
That very well said. And I would just add one thing, and it's this, that where the spirit of liberty is, there is Jesus Christ. And
absolutely.
And, we as Christians need to understand that liberty is key to being able to preach the gospel and to make disciples and to love our neighbors as ourselves and to love God with all our mind, heart, body, soul, and spirit. It makes simple sense. Karen, if you could, plug your website one more time.
2015IdahoLibertyExpo.com. And again, we have vendor spaces open still. We encourage everybody to pre-register if you're going to come to a meal, because we do have to have our meal counts into the hotel by, I think, Tuesday or so. So that helps us accurately gauge that. If you're going to come to a banquet, please register online ahead before Tuesday at least. And if you want more information, you can call me, 208-301-1300. And we hope to see everybody there, even if it's just for one presentation or one film. Come get your feet wet.
Come get your feet wet. Love it. Karen Calisterio, the chair of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Idaho, and on the front lines. And today, on the front lines with a victory in the fight for freedom and liberty. Thanks for joining me on Patriot Radio, Karen. I'll see you at the Liberty Expo. And God bless everything you're doing there in Idaho. Keep it up. You're doing great work.
Thank you, Matt, and I enjoyed being your guest, and keep up the great work that you're doing.
Karen Calisterio, I posted on Facebook, on Patriot Radio US, I posted links to everything from the presentations to where you can go to check out the Liberty Expo, to the Facebook page for Liberty Expo as well. Folks, it's important to come together at these types of events to share ideas, to gain the trust of each other by networking and actually meeting each other face-to-face instead of over social media. I got to tell you, today up at Priest River, Idaho, I met a couple people that I'd only met over Facebook. And they were there today because we shared the same ideals that in this country, due process means a court of law, means a jury of your peers before you can lose your firearms rights in that type of a scenario where you have somebody who had a stroke that's a veteran of the Vietnam War, who served his country honorably. It was an amazing thing to see that many patriots out there today. Folks, I hope you're encouraged. I am really encouraged today because that's what it's going to take. All of us standing together. Our veterans deserve better than that. And I want to end with this thought. When they come to take the guns of one of us, they come to take the guns of all of us. This is Matt Shea. Remember to do everything you can to defend freedom locally. May God bless all of you, and may he make this generation the greatest one.